And an hour and a half later, I was sitting there in the room, and he opened his eyes and looked at me. And he said, "How did you get on my vacation?" He didn't quite say that clearly. It was garbled. I had to hear it through his oxygen mask and try and decipher it, but that's what he was saying. And by the way, his name was Howard. And they still said he's not out of the woods yet. And I said, if he's made it this long, if this guy was technically dead for 45 minutes or more and he's back, he's back. And I try to talk to him and be with him. And I stayed there. And then I came back to the seminar. I'd left the seminar and I left a couple of people to run it. We had about 1,000, 1,200 people there. And they're all as worried as you can imagine. They all thought for sure he was dead. And I got up and I told people, I said, he made it. And you know what's fascinating? The doctor who told me he was dead thought I was lying. He thought I didn't have enough guts to tell people the truth. So he called the hospital, and then he couldn't believe it. So he drove there to see this guy personally. And the next morning, he got up and shared with people, and we got on videotape, talking about how he's been through 3,000 of these in emergency care, and that there is no way. This man was dead. There's no way. This was a miracle. He said the miracle was all of you people out there and the absolute faith and certainty he created. He said, I have no other explanation for it. And the guy started crying, and he said, you know, all it makes me think about is all the people I gave up on because I didn't stay certain maybe long enough. And I said, listen, rather than crying about that, who knows what was right? But it's obvious, I think everything happens for a reason. And I said, I bet you're going to operate a little differently in the future based on this. He shook his head. He said he just couldn't believe it. He couldn't believe it. But it made him reevaluate everything he was doing in his practice. And the reason I bring this story up, besides the fact that it's one of the most potent examples of my life of faith, and I don't have the hallucination that I made this guy live because I know that I don't have that kind of power, but I do believe that our joint focus and certainty made sure they kept treating him all that time because, as the man said, the doctor said they would have quit after 15 minutes of flatlining and there was going to be no reason to continue. Our certainty made him continue to be treated, and he made the decision or whatever you believe spiritually to be here. But I just received a note from him. His name is Howard. And it said, "Dear Tony, I couldn't let another Thanksgiving go by without thanking you for saving my life." That is the power of certainty. I didn't know what to do. I decided to err on the side of certainty that would make me act and give my all. He could have just as easily passed away. That wasn't something I could control. But I could control making sure that we did everything we could physically do to support him. Can you imagine how that makes me feel? I'm here to tell you that what we accept as the limits of the human mind, body, spirit, effort, of what children are capable of what you and I can truly do and be, is usually a lot less than what we're capable of. Make certainty your ally. Make it your friend. And learn to also make uncertainty your friend where it's appropriate. Learn to balance the human paradox. And I can promise you a life that goes far beyond what you've dreamed. So here's your assignment. Number one, decide right now, today, before you go to sleep tonight, that for the rest of your life, you're going to be a progressive, active thinker. What do I mean by that? You're going to be a person who's always searching for a greater understanding, for more ideas, maybe for an alternative view. Not just for the sake of alternative view, but just so you can understand it, so you can choose from a greater level of reference. Decide for the rest of your life, you're not going to analyze things, you're not going to analyze them to death, but in those key areas that affect the quality of your life most, where there are huge consequences to what you buy into, that you're not just going to accept what you're told because someone's an expert, that you're going to become an expert as well, that you're going to take all information in and decide what you believe is right. And those areas are your mind, your body, your relationships, the things that we call our identity, what we believe about ourselves, your money, your economics,